This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We round out the hour with Pearson Cross, one of the astute political scientists in North America. He calls Lafayette home. He is Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts at University of Louisiana Lafayette, Associate Professor of Political Science, PhD from Brandeis University, 1997, BA from San Francisco State, 1985, cum laude, by the way, from San Francisco State University. Good morning to you, Pearson Cross.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to hear your voice, and this is qualifying time. We're inside 15 weeks before the election, and Louisiana, as we know, is a solidly red state. We were talking with Ted James about the development that the mayor of Shreveport, Adrian Perkins, is running for United States Senate, and he, as I mentioned, on paper, is just an exceptional candidate with three tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, student body president at West Point, and student body president for the Harvard Law School. So is Bill Cassidy shaking in his boots or quaking in his boots right now?
Well, I kind of doubt that. Cassidy's been around a little while in politics now, so he's probably doing what we're all doing, which is going, well, you know, let's look at the numbers. And the numbers really probably don't look that great for Mr. Perkins, although his resume seems to be sterling, as you say.
Well, the Democratic Party is not as Machiavellian in this state as it is in other places. And, of course, the Republican Party has done, I think, a better job of winning elections than the Democrats have because you look at the country. Most of the country, just like most of Louisiana, is at least a plurality Democratic, but yet the Republicans control the United States Senate, the presidency, and in Louisiana they control just about everything except the governor's office. But you know, if in the old days the Democratic Party right now would be shopping for a Republican to run against Cassidy to knock off some votes from him and force a runoff. But do you think that it will get to that point, or is this just going to be a shot in the dark with Adrian Perkins trying to win it with a huge turnout election on November 3rd?
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be. I mean, you know, you can't rule out. It is politics, and you can't rule out nefarious plots and dirty tricks. And certainly getting somebody to run against Bill Cassidy would perhaps shade some votes off. I know, like, Rob Manis last time around, I think, got about 15% of the vote in the first go-round. But, you know, I don't see that happening this time. First of all, I don't think a reputable Republican would get into that race. The Republicans know that if they do, they'll be attacked by everyone in their party for undermining what appears to be a sure thing re-election for a Republican. So I don't really see that happening.
Of course, there's somebody like David Duke, for example, who even though his day is long gone, he could probably still get 5% of the vote, and that 5% might force a runoff. That is a factor. Somebody like that could end up getting in this race and shaking it up.
That's true. Cassidy last time got 56% of the vote against Landrieu, who got 44%. But I'd be very surprised if Cassidy didn't improve on those numbers. The state is, if anything, gotten redder and redder. I think Cassidy has not, although he's not been perhaps as front and present with most voters, he's seen as very solid. He hasn't had a Trump problem. He's stayed out of the limelight, but he's known to support Trump. I expect his numbers to go up, frankly. I think he'll be back up around what is the standard for Republicans in this state right now, which is around 60%. So if we look at Mitt Romney got about 60 running against Barack Obama. We look back and we got
John Kennedy got right around 60 running against Foster Campbell in the most recent Senate race.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. On your Facebook page, you have photos of the two U.S. senators from Louisiana, the two former Democrats turned Republicans, and very nice photographs of Senators Kennedy and Cassidy. And you write, have you seen these people? They used to be senators from Louisiana, but have recently been MIA on the COVID-19 crisis while their state is suffering through a catastrophic health and fiscal calamity brought on by COVID-19 with some of the most horrendous death and hospitalization rates in the world. they do nothing. When will they get off Mitch McConnell's leash and address this crisis in their state and the nation? The people of Louisiana are waiting. Strong words from Pearson Cross.
Well, I really do feel like our senators could be more involved in addressing COVID. I think they could be talking to Mitch McConnell about what we need here in Louisiana. We're a poor state. You know, certainly unemployment's about to run out. I would like to think that they are very much involved in the whole effort to address COVID, to keep us safe, and to get the economy back on track. I'm not entirely sure that's the case. They've been so quiet. They're not really in the news. I don't see them reaching out. Maybe they're doing it behind the scenes, but maybe on the other hand, right now it's very hard, as you know, for Republicans to, you know, find some sort of traction against what's going on, which would be Trump leading the Republican Party, and Mitch McConnell keeping everybody on a short leash in the Senate. So neither one of those are straying from kind of the cover provided by Trump and Mitch right now, and I think they should. I think our state has real problems here that we need to address.
Now, I have heard that there is actually a bit of friction between Kennedy and Cassidy because Cassidy is the senior senator from Louisiana, and yet Kennedy gets all this national attention. And we know how he gets it, Pearson Cross. He's very good at it, and Cassidy just is not in that game in the way Senator Kennedy is.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the senators have very different personalities. Kennedy's kind of a natural. He's figured out that kind of folksy, all shucks demeanor is really going to play well with national audiences for a couple of different reasons. Cassidy's more of a policy wonk. He is not a natural politician. If you remember back to the campaign with Mary Landrieu, people were trying desperately to keep Cassidy from actually saying anything much. And that's been kind of his mantra since he's been in office. It doesn't speak to his effectiveness as a senator. But given that big disjunction between styles, one has to guess that Cassidy gets resentful of Kennedy grabbing all the press while Cassidy's actually the one doing more of the heavy lifting.
All right. Allison Lafayette in your backyard notes that the last time a Democrat won a U.S. Senate race in Louisiana was 2008. And that was Mary Landrieu on a presidential election day defeating one John Kennedy and defeating him handily. Now, Kennedy, of course, at that time was a state treasurer. He wasn't a sitting U.S. senator, but it does help the Democratic cause and turnout to have it on a presidential election day. Now, the problem is that then you go to a runoff and you're in a lower turnout election. That's what happened to Foster Campbell, and the odds get diminished pretty quickly. But I would not be surprised if Adrian Perkins runs very well on November 3rd. That doesn't mean he's going to win, but I bet he cracks 40%. So can you hear me, Pearson Cross? I'm hearing some back talk on this, and I think we may.
I am getting some odd.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but Matt, can you pot it down in there and see what's going on? We're getting some back channel stuff. We did have a listener who wanted to hear the cut, and we did play it the other day from Senator John Neely Kennedy about schools reopening. And Senator Kennedy is supporting the president on this. And on Fox News a week ago, here's how he sounded regarding the prospect of kids returning to school. Senator John Neely Kennedy. Do we have him? I'm not getting him at all. So Matt says no go, at least for now. Can you hear me better now, Pearson?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, what about the high turnout election that often occurs? We, for example, vote far more plentiful in presidential elections than we do in other elections in Louisiana. The biggest vote getters in the history of our state for any election are Donald Trump and Mitt Romney. So high turnout could help a Democrat with the traditional Democratic base, and Adrian Perkins could end up getting quite a few votes come November 3.
Yeah, that's true. It just is a question of ceiling and floors. The last presidential election in this state had 2.2 million voters. Turnout was about 67%. I expect to see those numbers in this one. The question is, however, right now, African Americans make up about 58% of the Democratic Party. Much of the Democratic registration is made up of white voters who haven't switched. It is going to be a high turnout election. I don't see that as, you know, pushing Adrian Perkins into a runoff, frankly. I just don't think it's going to get there. I think we're a different state now.
Well, it's going to be a case in which Louisiana will be on the map, but there are other states, as we know, Pearson, where Democrats feel they have a better chance of picking up a seat. And the Senate is where the action is. It's where Supreme Court nominees are approved. And I would imagine the resources of the National Party, barring a runoff, will be directed to other states.
Yeah, I would say that that's correct. So Biden right now has around somewhere between an 8 and a 12% advantage nationally. Even if that drops down to about 5 to 8% by voting time, that's still going to put some states in play that weren't in play last time, particularly with an enormous voter turnout. Donald Trump's popularity is still running pretty low. So some of those states, you know, thinking about Maine and Georgia and other states where the Democrats are looking to pick off seats, I think it's very likely that those states are going to could happen for the Senate. In terms of the Electoral College, I mean, certainly Michigan, Pennsylvania, some of the states that were borderline last time would probably show up in the Democrat column this time.
Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Thank you for listening to Talk Louisiana. Stay tuned.